For the New York Yankees, leading off and playing shortstop, Tony Kubek. Out in left field again tonight after being given a night off. Batting in the second position is Hector Lopez. Mickey Mantle will be in center field, batting third. Hitting in the cleanup spot, playing right field, Roger Maris. And doing the catching, batting fifth, Yogi Berra. And Yogi really has a bruised shin. He was showing it to me in the lobby this afternoon. He fouled two balls off two different times at bat, right down on the almost the same spot, and it was really sore, but he said he was going to play, and he's in there tonight. Ken Hadley is replacing Bill Scarron at first base. Hadley will be batting in the sixth position. And the Moose is flying home tonight for treatment of a sprained left wrist, and he'll probably be out 4 or 5 days. He has it heavily bandaged so as not to allow too much movement. And that happened when he slid hard in the second base and rolled over and jammed his wrist into the ground. So once again, Scarron is injured, and he just can't seem to get through a full season without getting hurt somewhere. He's starting to hit the ball hard again. Cletus Boyer will be at third base, batting in the seventh position. Hitting eighth and playing second base, Bobby Richardson. And doing the pitching and batting ninth, Art Dittmar. For the Detroit Tigers, who have not seen too much of home plate. They've been shut out in their last three ball games, twice by Baltimore and once by the Yankees. Leading off and playing third base will be Eddie Yost. Batting in the second position and playing shortstop, the team's leading hitter, Chico Fernandez. Charlie Maxwell will be in left field, batting third. As the Tigers take the field, in the cleanup spot and playing center field will be Al Kaline. Norm Cash will be the first baseman tonight, batting fifth. Steve Bilko had kind of a rough night over there last night, although he made some good plays, or a couple he let get by him. So Jimmy Dykes, the Tiger manager, is going to try Norm Cash, the left-hand thrower. Rocky Colavito will be in right field, batting sixth, but right now our national anthem. To the Detroit lineup, we ended up with Colavito in right field, batting in the sixth position. Lou Berberet catching again tonight, batting in the seventh position. At second base, batting eighth, is Frank Folding. And out on the mound, pitching and batting ninth, Paul Foytak. For the umpiring, calling balls and strikes, Nestor Shalak. At first base, John Stevens. Down at second base, Bill McKinley. And over at third, Jim Hunnicek. The Yankees are hottest club in baseball right now. Pittsburgh Pirates are going along at a real good clip, but the Yankees are red hot right now, getting their hitting and pitching and fielding all together. They are really rough. They've really got a murderer's row. Tony Kubek, leadoff hitter for the Yankees, stepping into the batter's box with Hector Lopez on deck. Paul Foytak trying to stop the charge of the Yankees and get Detroit back on its winning ways. The right-hander out on the mound. Hasn't won since early in the year. But you never can tell in the ball game. As he checks the sign from Berberet, we're ready to go, ready to go. Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. First pitch of the ball game is high. Ball one. Kubek hitting 274. Paul Poitak, with a record of 1-4 on the season, as Phil told you, 5-7 lifetime against New York, comes into the pitch to tie and away for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Poitak's 12th appearance. First time out against New York this year. Now the 2-0 delivery is Kubek. He takes it. It's high. Ball three. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Now the pitch. It's in there for a strike. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And the 3-1 pitch is in there. Strike two. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. And it swung on and hit into center deep. There goes K-Line after it, and he's going to get under it. Makes the catch. One away. Paul Poitak had fallen behind. Three balls, no strikes. Recovers to get two back. Now Hector Lopez. Lopez batting 294. Didn't play last night. Kubek had two out of four last evening. Lopez last week had 7-34. The pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Berberet gives a sign to Poitak. And the delivery is in there for a strike. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Fastball cut on and fouled off out of play up on the upper deck. Count remains one and two. Yankees will catch Don Mossy tomorrow. Bob Turley will face him in an afternoon game. One and two the count. And the pitch is inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Strike three. Swings and misses. Fastball by Hector Lopez. There was some reports to the effect that Poitak had lost some of his smoke, but he hadn't seemed to so far. Now Mucky Mantle steps up, batting 276. Hit 294 last week, but 5-17. Had 3 out of 5 last night. Poitak to the windup, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing in one. He's firing that ball right now. And the next pitch is high, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. The windup and the pitch inside, around the letters, ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Attack into the windup. The pitch is inside. Ball three. 3-1. A 3-1 count on Mantle. Two away in the first inning. Oh, four attacks to the windup. Fires away and it's high and inside for ball four. Mickey Mantle draws a walk and that brings up Roger Maris. Hitting 342. Batted 364 last week with 12 for 33 and had two out of four last night. Mickey Mantle gets to first base with his 55th base on balls. The delivery to Maris is in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Situation is presented, but we'll keep an eye on Mantle. Here's the pitch swung on and popped up into the air to third, to Eddie Yost. Third baseman waiting, makes the catch. Sides retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. End of the first half, the first inning. New York nothing, Detroit coming to bat.
Herr Atlantic Dealer, you can fix mein Automobil, ja?
What's the trouble?
Ach, der Engine ist ein Klinker.
Klinker?
Ja, es bin gespluttering all über der Autobahn.
Spluttering, huh? That sounds like a dirty carburetor. We can fix that right here with Atlantic Imperial gasoline.
Imperial?
That's right. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Wunderbar. Give me, please, 50 liters.
Liters? Well, Atlantic Imperial is sold in gallons.
Was ist ein Gallon?
Well, a gallon, a gallon is 4 quarts.
Was ist ein Quart?
Well, a quart is... maybe I should fill her up, huh?
Ja, that's it. Mach gefüllen mit Imperial. That is good.
Into the bottom of the first inning now, as the Tigers come to the plate for the first time. Now, Tigers won his last three starts against the Red Sox 8-3, the Indians 4-3, and the White Sox 4-2. It lost his three starts prior to that. 3-2, 2-1, and 6-5. Eddie Yost, the patient man, hitting 260. Dittmar's delivery is high, ball one. Hart has an 8-5 lifetime record against Tiger teams. Dittmar's next pitch, swung on and missed, strike one, breaking delivery. A 1-1 count. Billy Hitchcock coaching at third. Luke Appling at first. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch to Yost. Up high, ball two, 2-1. Balls, one strike. Dittmar ready, and the pitch is in there. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Dittmar's next pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hits the second. Richardson up with it. Throws on to Hadley, and there's one away. One up and one down. Yost grounding out. Richardson to Hadley. Chico Fernandez, the leading Tiger hitter with an average of 277. the leading hitter from the standpoint of average. He's only driven in eight runs. He's not been in an RBI spot in the batting order. Right-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. It's in there, strike one. He has good speed, forces the third baseman in to protect against a bunt. Dittmar, fast worker, delivers outside. Ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on line by third into left field for a base hit. He takes his big turnaround first. Lopez throws in. It almost looks as if he knew what was coming. He had that bat cocked and tied into it. Lines a single to left. Now here's Charlie Maxwell. Batting 210, but he's had 10 homers and 29 runs batted in. One on, one out. Fernandez is a good base runner. He'll worry a pitcher. That mind the stretch. And the pitch. Low and inside. Ball one. Fernandez leads the Tigers in stolen bases at six. A 1-0 count on the left-hand hitter. Dittmar ready. Throws over to first. Fernandez back. Another throw over. Fernandez is back. One ball, no strike. Dittmar into the stretch. And the pitch is in there for a strike. They hollered off the Yankee bench. There he goes. And there was a signal to Yogi. Dittmar ducked and Yogi started to throw, but Fernandez had only bluffed a dash. And it was so beautifully executed that they hollered off the bench. There he goes. They do that to help the catcher out, especially with the left-hand hitter up blocking the catcher's view of first base. One ball, one strike. Hart gets his sign into the stretch. There he goes. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. One and two the count. They had him running. One ball, two strikes. Yogi talking to Maxwell, asking how everything is in Paw Paw, Michigan. Up near Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. One ball, two strikes on Maxwell. Dittmar into the stretch. Fernandez with a good lead. And then Dittmar steps off the rubber. Again to the stretch. And the pitch swung on and hit the foul. Back to third out of play. Well, that is a pretty good sound for a ball that just was fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Hart, Dittmar ready. And the delivery. Swung on, hit to Dittmar slowly. Throw to second for one. Back to first. Safe. No double play. Maxwell beats the relay. Force out at second. Dittmar to Kubek. As a slow hopper. And now Kaline gets the chance to come to bat here in the first inning. Fernandez is forced. Now Kaline hitting 228. Norm Cash on deck. Kaline hit the ball sharply last night. Dittmar throws over to first. Al only got one hit, but he really hit the ball well. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. As Casey said, why, even though Ford pitched a magnificent game, he said he didn't figure this club could be shut out three times in a row, and he was waiting for it to explode any inning. Whitey was truly magnificent last night. Here's the pitch. High and inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes.
Dittmar taking a lot of time. Guy's ready. A 2-0 count on K-Line. And the pitch. Swung on and hit foul on the ground over by the Tiger dugout. 2-1. He's away from first. The pitch is swung on. It's a fly ball into center field. Mantle moving in and makes the catch. And the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. End of the first inning. New York nothing and Detroit nothing. Yankees will be home next Monday night with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The game will be played for the benefit of the Metropolitan Baseball Sandlot Fund. Sandlot Baseball Fund. And there'll be a home run contest before the game featuring Mantle, Barham, Merritt, Snyder, Roseboro, Frank Howard, Don Demeter. And Larry Sherry will get the Babe Ruth Award as the outstanding player of the 59 World Series from the New York baseball writers, from Barney Kremenko, currently accompanying the Yankees on the road, representing the Journal American, who's president of the New York chapter, and he'll give the award. Baltimore-Chicago scoreless at the end of an inning and a half. Jack Fisher against Early Wynn. Washington and Cleveland is 1-0 Indians at the end of 5.5 innings. Bosefield against Bill Fisher. Ted Bosefield. Boston-Kansas City later start. National League, Pirates 1, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4 innings. Brandon Jackson. Los Angeles at Cincinnati. The start of the game delayed on account of rain. Williams and Hook scheduled pitchers. Philadelphia completed its game with the Cubs that was suspended last night, and the Phils won it 7-6. The regular game tonight, scoreless under 4.5, Anderson and Short. Milwaukee leads San Francisco 2-0 at the end of the first inning. Burdette against Antonelli. Yogi Berra leads off the first of the second for New York. Hadley and Boyer to follow. Paul Foytak's pitch is right over, strike one. Yogi hitting 312. And one out of four last night. The one strike pitch. High outside, ball one. Yogi left the game in the late innings. He got an injured shin off of a foul tip. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on, ground ball hit out second. And it's booted by Bowling. And Berra is safe. Usually sure gloved at Frank Bowling going over to his left. Bobbled the ball, kicked it over towards the foul line, and Berra is aboard on an error charged to Bowling. Now, Kent Hadley is at 5-for-23, batting 217. Last night, he had a long out. He belted one over to the flagpole that K-Line caught. Bill Scarron injured his left wrist and on his way back to New York tonight. Hadley taking over at first base. There goes Yogi. The pitch is taken high, and Yogi steals second, I believe. He does, without drawing a throw until very late. Berra just took off, and Berberet didn't see him, the left-handed hitter up. And Yogi steals second, his first of the year. I don't know whether the sign was missed or not. Yogi had asked Ralph Houck something right before that time had been called. Boyd Tech delivers, and Hadley swings and misses. Strike one, 1-1. Casey hollers something up to Hadley from the dugout. Vortex pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. Well, Casey Hard, don't try to hit it over the roof. Try to get Yogi over to third. One ball, two strikes. And now Poitak asks Burr Brett to come out and talk to him. You know, very frequently, it's the desire of a batter with a runner on second, nobody out, to try and move him over to third if he can't get the base hit. That puts him in position to score on a fly ball. One ball, two strikes. Poitak ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's one. It's gone. Deep to right field. That ball is high. It's deep. It's gone into the upper deck for a home run for Kent Hadley. And Barra scores ahead of him. Kent Hadley not only got Yogi over to third, he got him all the way home and himself, too. As he hit one high and deep to right center, good 400-foot shot. His second home run of the season, and six runs batted in. Hit one May 3rd off the Tigers. Bruce is pitching as a pinch hit homer in New York. Pete Boyer at bat. Pitches high for a ball. Tax delivery. It's in there for a strike. 74 homers for New York. In comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, one and two. It's only the fourth homer given up by Poitak. Bunning's given up nine. The 1-2 pitch swung on and hit foul behind the plate. And the ball's going out of play. Sometimes on balls that are hit into the stands here in Detroit, they're hit high and are thus coming down into the stands instead of on the rise going in. You have to wait and get wind currents here, and the ball could sail back in. The outfielders continue to play on them. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Over into the Yankee dugout. A 1-2 count on Cleet Boyer. And the pitch. Struck out. Inside. 2-2. He started to stride into that pitch and had to back up in a hurry. Cleet had a good week last week, hitting 308. 8 for 26, but he was hitless last night. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and it's lined to short for the eye. And almost lost by Fernandez. It got right into the webbing of the glove, and the ball started to spin out, and he had to clamp the meat hand over to hold it. Boyer lines out to Fernandez. Now here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby hit 296 last week, 8 for 27, had 2 for 4 last night, betting 228 on the season. Takes the fastball over, strike one, bluffing a bunt, pulling Eddie Yost in a bit. 2-0, favor the Yankees, it's the second inning. The one strike pitch, swung on, bounced to third, backhanded by Yost, the throw to first in time. Cash retiring Richardson. Now Art Dittmann. Dittmann is at 5 for 24, hitting 208. Frequently helps his cause along with a base hit. Poitak's pitch is swung on and popped up into the air around second. Chico Fernandez under it and makes the catch. The side's retired. Two runs, one hit, one error, and no one left on. End of an inning and a half. New York 2, Detroit nothing.
Say, are you really satisfied with the way your car has been acting lately? Maybe it's nothing you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps, or rough idling, less miles per gallon. Now, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up deposits on the carburetor wall near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And the result? Well, it's rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But now you can eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So, to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go.
Batting fifth in the order, Rocky Colavito to follow, and then Lou Berberet. Cash hitting .273, appeared in 40 games. He's at 27 for 99. He hurt the Yankees here the last time they played the Tigers. First pitch is the ball. See him a big motion, let up on it. That gives the Tigers better defensive strength, too. Here's a pitch, and it's over for a strike, one and one. That's four pitching last night. Jimmy Dyke selected to go with Big Steve Philco. One ball, one strike. Dittmar's fastball is fouled off right at the plate. A 1-2 count. I'll tell you this, I don't know when it's going to happen, but somebody's going to get hurt when these boys break out of it. These Tigers. The Yankees have been hurting a few folks on this road trip in the last couple of weeks. 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. One of the things about baseball that a lot of people overlook, in as much as it has never isn't brought to their attention too often, it's a great game of percentage. The 2-2 pitch, it's high, ball three, change pace, full count. If you ever plot a team's course on a graph, you'd find its ups and downs, and it's usually if you're spinning downward, then the tide will turn, you go back the other way. Same way with an individual and his hitting or his pitcher is pitching. If he has established himself reasonably well, that you can gauge him. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on, bounced toward first, Hadley up with it, steps on first, and Cash is retired. I don't know if he broke his bat or not. Sound like he did. Here's Rocky Colavito, batting .216, 10 homers and 23 runs batted in. Rocky has been pressing a lot. Although last night he hit a couple of sharp drives. One ball he hit was short. It was just a medium left, but if he'd have gotten that ball just a little closer to the middle of that bat, he'd had a homer, wouldn't he, Phil? It started out there.
Sure would have, Mel.
And he hits Dittmar pretty well. The pitch is swung on and popped foul, coming back and out of play for a strike. You remember last year? I believe it was last year or the year before. Dittmar said he kept trying to get a fastball by Colby. I think year before last.
Yes, it was.
And even last year, hit four off Dittmar. No balls, one strike. All right, taking a lot of time. Now, Rocky steps out. Some batters that are the nervous type, a pitcher likes to stand out there and get them fidgeting, make them back out. Rocky's back in, and Dittmar is ready to work. Swings to the windup. Round comes the right arm. The pitch is a curve. It's lined to deep left field, and that ball is going. It's gone. The first run for the time.
27, 28 innings on the wall. 28 in the third. Rocky Colavito got his 11th homer. He hit a low liner, just cleared the screen to the lower deck. It was a wicked ball. Now Lou Barberette steps up. The pitch is outside for a ball. It didn't look like a fastball either. It looked like he knew he was going to get that. He hit the curve, reached out for it, and lined it in the left field seat. Barberette takes it high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Wicked liner just temporizing and cleared the wire fence in front of the lower deck. Next pitch is swung on by Barberette and fouled off back to third out of play. Rocky took some extra batting practice this afternoon and paid off tonight. Some bread cast upon the waters, as it were. Now the 2-1 pitch to Barberette. Low and inside, 3-1. Chip Meyer turns his back to the plate, mops his brow. Turns around now and calls it to the ground. Checks with Yogi, gets the sign. End of the windup and the 3-1 pitch. It's low for ball four and Barberette walks. Brings up Frank Bowling, batting 204. Bowling bats him right-handed. Chipmar had only walked 18 men in 71 and two-thirds innings. Here's the pitch to outside for a ball. 18 men in 73 innings, actually, including the action tonight. One on, one out, one in. Throw over to first base, Barberette's back. Chipmar ready. Here's the pitch to Bowling, swung on and fouled off at the plate. A 1-1 count.
KO Albany.
Here's the next pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play. A 1-2 count. The Yankees play here tomorrow afternoon. Don Mossey against Bob Turley. Then the Yankees move on to Cleveland Friday night. Saturday afternoon, doubleheader Sunday. We'll be televising all the weekend games. The Yankees will be home next Monday night. Chipmar to the stretch. Here's the pitch to Bowling. Swung on, foul back out of play. Count holds at 1-2. The stretch, Barberette off first. The pitch to Bowling. Swung on, bounced to third. Boy up, but it throws over Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play, and the sides retire. Boyer to Richardson to Hadley. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. Rocky Colavito snapping the Tigers' runless streak, which had extended through three consecutive games and into the second inning tonight, plus one third. And Colavito gets a hand as he goes out to right field. And the boos that had greeted him when he came to bat changed to cheers. Looking now at the scores, while you line up for Winston,
Cleveland won, Washington nothing end of 7. In the National League, Pittsburgh won, St. Louis nothing end of 5. Philadelphia 4, Cubs nothing end of 5. They finished the game suspended last night. Phils won that one 7-6. Milwaukee 4, San Francisco nothing at the end of 2. We pause for station identification.
1460 on your dial, WOKO, Albany.
Clean carburetor gives smoother driving performance, so use new Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Tony Kubek leads off of the Yankees as we go into the top of the third inning, and here's Phil Rizzuto.
Okay, Mel, as Kubek steps into the batter's box, he's flying out to center field in the first inning. Kubek's first pitch is hit in the right field. Alavito moving back close to the wall, but he makes the catch. Tony hit that ball more on the end of the bat than on the knee part of the bat. Rocky went back on the center pad. It's just 325 down the right field foul line here at Briggs Stadium. Doesn't go out too fast, so it's trying to trade across. 340 down the left field line. One away, here's Hector Lopez, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Yankees 2, Detroit 1. We're in the top of the third. Hector Lopez, strike call. Deck, Mickey Mantle. Curveball is fouled back in the upper deck. Nothing in two on Lopez. Play Hector just about straight away. Deep in left field. He's bent over in a severe crouch. The pitch is strike three. Berberet drops the ball but tags Lopez for the out. Second time that Lopez has struck out. Brings up Mickey Mantle, who walked in the first inning. Mantle batting left-handed against Kubek. To Mickey. The curve that's over, strike one call. Here's the windup by the right-hander. Fastball fouled back on the screen, strike two. He fired that one. He can't throw a ball any harder than he threw that one. Nothing in two on Mickey. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the third. Yankees 2, Detroit 1. Strike pitch. High inside. Mickey goes down, boy. He moved fast to get out of the way, and also that right leg of his gave way a little bit. Kind of a brushback pitch with nothing in two on the batter. Try to move him back from home plate, and then bust one on the outside corner. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch. Curve over. Strike three call. Third strikeout for Foytak. The Yankees go down 1-2-3. Nothing across in the top of the third. The score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Yankees 2, Detroit 1.
You know, unless you're an expert mechanic, you've probably never tried to clean the carburetor in your car. But actually, with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this is something that can be done easily by anyone who has a driver's license. You see, Atlantic Imperial is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive. Yes, with the very first tank full, new Atlantic Imperial starts to remove harmful deposits that normally form inside the carburetor. Accumulation of these deposits can cause loss of power, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste. Use new Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive.
Foytak will be the first man up here in the bottom of the third inning. Foytak batting 308. He's 4 for 13. One double, four runs batted in. Art Dittmar on the mound for the Yankees. New York 2, Detroit 1. We're in the bottom of the third.
contact stands deep in the box. Titmus pitch is swung at and missed strike one, a high breaking pitch. Titmus wind up and the curve is over, strike two, nothing and two the count. Nestor Shanahan calling balls and strikes. On deck, Eddie Yost, the leadoff hitter. Here's the two-strike pitch. Strike three, swinging. Got him on a sidearm curveball. First strikeout for Dittmar, and here's Eddie Yost, who bounced to second base. Nobody on, bottom of the third. Pitch to Yost is over, strike one called. On deck, Chico Fernandez. One strike pitch is a little bit low, ball one, one and one. Outfield playing straight away on those. 1-1 pitch is in there. Strike two called. One ball, two strikes. Eddie kind of ducks as he steps into a pitch. One reason he gets a lot of base on balls. The close pitches usually go in his favor, but that one was just about belt high. Couldn't duck under it. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch. Ground ball to second again. Richardson comes in fast. Throws to Hadley in time. And for the second time in the ballgame, Yost bounces out to second. With two out, here's Chico Fernandez, who singled in the first inning. Chico got his 50th base hit in the first inning, and that's the most hits. No, Eddie Yost has 52. Let's check that. Chico leads the Tigers in batting. He hits a long drive deep to left field, but it's curving foul way back in the left field seat. Plenty of distance, wrong direction. Yankees lead 2-1. Here in the bottom of the third, two out, nobody on. Fernandez has two homers this year. Up by Dittmar. The pitch is hit on the ground. Kubek to his left is up with it. Throws to first in time for the out. Nice play by Tony as he went near second base. Detroit goes down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third. Nothing across. The score at the end of three full innings. New York 2 and Detroit 1.
Buenos dias, senor. You are El Atlantic dealer?
Yes, sir. I'm an Atlantic dealer. Can I help you?
I am Luis San Domingo Cordova, greatest bullfighter in all the world. First, never have I known a bull to snort like this automobile.
Snort, huh? What make of car is it?
Taurus.
Well, maybe Taurus. Maybe your car has a dirty carburetor.
El carburador, senor?
Yes. When a carburetor gets dirty, it can cause rough engine performance and waste gasoline.
Muy malo, senor.
But now we can fix that with Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Muy bueno, senor. And this Atlantic Imperial, it works fast?
Fast as you can say ole. Like to try it?
Si. It is time to take the bull by the horn. Ah, the car's performance is almost as smooth as one of my own. If this were a bull, I would award Atlantic both ears and the tail. Atlantic keeps the car on the go.
Changes may be made by mail to the Yankee ticket office. Yankee Stadium, Bronx, 51, New York, or over the counter at the stadium or at the Yankee Grand Central Terminal ticket office. Roger Maris, who popped the third base in the first inning, steps into the batter's box. Poitak's first pitch is swung at and missed, strike one. Sox came up with three in the bottom of the third, leading Baltimore 3-0. Changeup is outside. Ball 1-1 among. Cleveland leading Washington 1-0 at the end of eight. Boston and Kansas City hasn't started yet. Fastball popped in the air in the infield. Eddie Yost is coming in yelling for it. And he makes the catch about 6 feet in front of home plate. That's twice that Maris has popped out to Eddie Yost. Roger got under that one. Here's Yogi Berra, who reached on an error in the second inning when Bowling bobbled his ground ball and stole second base when Lou Berberet didn't even see him going down with Kent Hadley at bat. So Detroit had two chances to get Yogi out, failed to do it, and then Hadley home it in back of Berra. And that's how the Yankees have their two runs. Pitch Yogi. Curve ball is in there. Strike one call. Strike pitch, knuckleball into the dirt. Ball one, one and one. The 1-1 pitch, curveball. A foul tip, strike two. Yogi shakes his head. Yep, I did. He started to swing, checked it. Nestor Shalek heard the ball tick the bat. Yogi verified the fact. One ball, two strikes. Honest Yogi. Another curve in the dirt this time. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A high fly to short left field. Fernandez back. Maxwell in. Maxwell calling for it. And Charlie makes the catch in short left field for the second out. Two out. Here's Kent Hadley, who put the Yankees ahead where they are right now, 2-1, with his second homer of the year, deep in the right center field upper deck. Hadley taking over for Bill Scarron. First pitch to Hadley is a curve low, ball one. This is a jinx field for Moose, at least the last 3 years. This is where he got his wrist broken. There's another drive to deep right. There's a home run, and man, was that one tagged deep in the upper deck and right field. Hadley didn't wait too long on that one and really got the good wood on it. Boy, I'm telling you, that ball shot up there. Cam Hadley has homered, and two successive times at bat has driven in all three runs for the Yankees. And the Yankees lead 3-1. And that was a high fastball that Hadley got around on and drilled it way up in the seats in the upper deck. Two out. Here's Cletus Boyer. Boyer lined to the shortstop in the second inning. Pitch to Boyer. High inside, ball one. Boy, that makes the Yankees a tough ball club. Got guys like Hadley and Howard sitting on the bench. There's a foul back out of play. Strike one, one and one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curve high inside, ball two. Two and one. And just shut out Washington 1-0. Bosefield, the winner, pitch of a loser. Bosefield acquired from the Red Sox not too long ago. Both pitchers pitched five hitters. Strikes as he swings and misses a sidearm curveball. 2-2 the count. Two out, nobody on. Two pitch, low outside, ball three. Richardson on deck. Here's a 3-2 pitch hit on the ground of the shortstop, Fernandez. Over to Cash for the out. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth, one run on one hit. Hadley's second home of the game. No Detroit errors. Nobody left to score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 3, Detroit 1. Maxwell steps into the batter's box. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Yankees lead 3-1. Maxwell hit back to the box in the first inning. Todd Dittmar pitches foul back on the screen, out of play. Strike one. All the runs in the ball game. Result of home runs. There's a strike on the inside corner. Nothing in through the count. Rocky Colavito homered for Detroit in the second inning. After the Tigers have been shut out 3 consecutive ball games. Maxwell steps out of the box. Dittmar taking a little too long reading Yogi's signs. Now he's back in. Here's a 2-strike pitch. Low inside, ball one. Al Kaline on deck. Usually pitches pretty fast out on the mound. Has been taking quite a bit of time. Maxwell has stepped out again. Now he's back in, ready to go. Pitch is lined to a right center field. Mantle coming on and makes the catch. And boy, Maxwell got good wood on that ball. Looked like Mickey hesitated a moment and that the ball would rise. He started back and then had to come charging in. One away, here's Al Kaline, who flies to short center field in the first inning. Norm Cash on deck. Dittmar swings into the wind. Pitch to Kaline, it swung at him. That's strike one. Kaline lights that ball up about letter high, or even higher sometimes. He really butcher boy. Wind up, slow curve is high, ball one, one and one. One pitch is low outside, ball two. 2-1. One out, nobody on. 3-1, the Yankees lead, bottom of the fourth. Dittmar ready. The pitch is in there, strike two, call, two and two the count. the 2-2 delivery. The ball hits the straightaway center field. Mantle digging back, going back and makes the catch, going away. A ball hit at least 400 feet to the deepest part of center field. It goes 440 feet in straightaway center. And Kaline put the wood to that one. But Mantle had room to roam. Twice Kaline has slid out to center, two ways. And now the batter is Norm Cash, who bounced out to first base. Left hand hitting first baseman. Swings and lines on the left center field. Digging over is Lopez. It's over his head off the wall. Cash is going into second base and holds on with a long double of left center field. And here comes Rocky Colavito. Rocky gave the Tigers their first run. In 29 innings. With a low line drive home run. Boy, he doused a low curveball. It just kept rising and rising. He just cleared the left field fence over 365-foot sign. Two outs. Cash at second. The pitch to Colavito is low inside, ball one. Was Rocky's 11th home of the year and his 24th run batted in. Here's a stretch by Dittmar. Pitch is over, strike called, 1-1. Getting set at the plate, taking plenty of time getting ready. Yogi watching Rocky's feet, then gives the sign to Dittmar. Here's the stretch. The pitch is popped in the air to the infield. Bobby Richardson is moving in under it and makes the catch for the third out as Rocky got under a low fastball. Four destroyed in the bottom of the fourth. No runs on one hit. No Yankee errors. One man left to score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1. Quick look at the scoreboard in the American League. Chicago leads Baltimore 3-1 at the end of 3.5. Jack Fisher against Early Wynn. Cleveland defeated Washington 1-0. Ted Bosfield going all the way. Fisher, Bill Fisher, the losing pitcher, Clevenger leads him in the 8th. Boston nothing, Kansas City nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Sullivan against Herbert. In the National League, Pirates 1, Cardinals nothing at the end of 6.5. Los Angeles, Cincinnati postponed rain. The Phillies defeated the Cubs 7-6 in the completion of a suspended game. Herrera homered. And the second game, it's the Phillies 6, Cubs nothing at the end of 6. Corey and Gonzalez homered. And now, just before we get ready to go in the top of the 5th inning, well, I forgot Milwaukee leads San Francisco 4-0 at the end of 3.5. Big score. Ready to turn the microphone back to the voice of the Yankees, Mel Allen.
Your host for the remainder of the game, the brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer. Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. Bobby Richardson leads off in the first half of the 5th inning. New York 3, Detroit 1. Dittmar will follow, and then leadoff man Tony Kubek. Ballpoint catch pitches hit off his glove, out by a short, up with it is Fernandez. Throw to first, and the ball bounces away from Cash and into the dugout, and Richardson moves on to second. A beautiful effort on the part of Chico Fernandez as a line drive off the glove. A Paul Poitak, he deflected it, slowed it up somewhat. Fernandez raced way over to his left, made a beautiful running scoop of the ball, and off balance tossed first into the dirt. It bounded by Cash and on into the Yankee dugout. And on the ground rule, of course, Richardson goes to second, and so it's a hit and error. I know it's a hit and error, Pete. Shouldn't be anything else. Thank you. Poitak is taking a few warm-up tosses. He had his hand stung just in the way of that line drive. Now here's Art Dittmar, who pops a short in the second inning. Back to the stretch. Here comes Cash in from first. The pitch is bunted towards the first baseman. The play has to be to Bowling covering first as it advanced Richardson on to third. Cash took a look but couldn't make a play. A sacrifice for Dittmar. He's out. The first baseman, Norm Cash, to Bowling, who covered first. Now Tony Kubek. Slide to center and line to right. Yankees 3, Tigers 1. First half of the fifth inning. Jimmy Dyke shortens up the infield for a play at the plate. Foytak delivers, swung on, ground ball foul down the first baseline. Strike one. Paul Foytak. Is Ridgely from the Scranton area. Delivers to Kubek outside and high. One and one. Moved down to Georgia for a while. The 1-1 delivery. Kubek takes it outside for ball two. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Bobby Richardson on third, one away in the fifth inning. Infield in. Here's the pitch on its way, and the curve is inside around the letters. Ball three, three and one. Three balls, one strike. Here's the windup, and the pitch swung on to pop up foul off third. Eddie Yost over near the stands getting under it, and he's going to make the catch. So Tony Kubek fouls out to Eddie Yost. He'll have a chance to get the run home from third. Two down now, and the batter is Hector Lopez, who twice has struck out. Those are the things that get managers talking to themselves. When a hitter fails to deliver, a runner from third with less than two out with the infield in. Of course, he doesn't expect it 100%. Got to give the pitcher credit, too. The delivery to Lopez, swung on, foul back, strike one. Nothing in one. Tony hit two balls in the first and third innings. It would have gotten a run home. No balls, one strike. Richardson on third with two away in the fifth inning. Boyd back for the windup. The pitch to Lopez is low and away in the count, one and one. Playing in the first of the fifth. The Yankees will be home next Monday night with the Dodgers. Next Tuesday night in Kansas City. Next Wednesday and Thursday afternoon with the A's. And the Tigers will repay this visit to the stadium the following weekend. Here's the pitch tip outside. 3-1. Check that. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Up the delivery outside, ball three. Lou Berberet gave it a decoy that the ball's going to get fine. Pitch was lower outside. A 3-1 count. Hector Lopez up, two away. Richardson on third. The windup by Foytak. The delivery swung on. The ground ball hits the third. Yost up with it, throws to first in time, and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, one error, one left on. Then the 4.5 innings to play. The score remains New York 3, Detroit 1. The fifth inning in Detroit, 3-1 New York. Lou Barbarette hitting seventh in the order leads off. Frank Bowling on deck and Paul Foytek to follow. All right, Dittmar ready to work to the left-hand batter. Here's the pitch. Barbarette swings and misses. Strike one. Lou walked in the second inning. The chubby catcher, nothing for three last night. Dangerous in this ballpark. And any park with a short right field. In comes the pitch, swung on, hit back through the middle. Kubek back to the bag, up with it on a big hop, flips to first in time. Tony was playing over towards second and was able to get in behind the bag. Ball took a nice high bounce to him as he scampered in behind second. One down, and here's Frank Bowling, who grounded the third into a double play. Right-hand hitter. Odd Dittmar to the windup, and the pitch is swung on, bounce, foul down the third baseline. Cleet Boyer is playing in shallow and wide of the bag. Dove to the line. The ball is fine, but it went foul. Nothing and one the count. Dittmar into the windup. His pitch is outside. The count is leveled off at 1-1. Outfield around toward left. The 1-1 pitch on its way to Bowling. Swing, foul, tips at strike two. 1-2. Two strikes. Dittmar to the windup and the pitch. Curveball, grounded foul over towards the Tiger dugout. Frank went in the game tonight hitting 204. Hit 280 last week. The 1-2 pitch again. Curve, foul, back out of play. Count remains 1-2. This one taking his time. A humid night. The windup by the right hander of the pitch.
Curveball grounded foul down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2. Bowling Denning, the baseball supply. Always a minimum of 5,000 balls necessary for each game. 90 for a doubleheader, 90 baseballs, not 90 dozen. The 1-2 pitch again. Curve is hit high and deep to left. Lopez is backing up, and he's got it. That's the running track. Bowling flies to Lopez in deep left. Now Paul Foytek. Beat the Yankees twice last year and lost to them once. Paul struck out in the third inning. Pretty good hitting pitcher. 4-for-14. Odd Dittmar's delivery is in there. Strike one. The one strike pitch. Curve is dribbled slowly toward third. Boyer has to hurry. He's up with it. Fires on to first in time. And the side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of five innings of play, the Yankees three runs, three hits, no errors, two left on. The Tigers one run, three hits, two errors, and two men left on base. The Yankees will be at home with the Los Angeles Dodgers on Monday night, an exhibition game for the benefit of the Metropolitan Sandlot Baseball Fund. And prior to the game, there will be a Dodger-Yankee home run hitting contest featuring Frank Howard, Don Demeter, Duke Snyder, Johnny Roseboro, Maris, Mantle, Barra. Larry Sherry will get the Babe Ruth Award, the Outstanding Player of 59 World Series. So it'll be a gala evening. And then Kansas City comes in Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons. And the Detroit Tigers next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, which will be a ladies' day, and a doubleheader on Sunday, July 3rd. Hope you get your tickets. The advance sale ticket window at the stadium is open 7 days a week, whether the Yankees are home or away. The Midtown Ticket Office, Grand Central Station, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, Saturday, 8:30 to 4. The Weber Heilbronner stores are available for your ticket shopping convenience. And you can order by mail to invite the Yankee Ticket Director, the Bronx 51, New York. 350 boxes, 250 reserves, add a quarter to your total ticket order for mailing and handling. We now pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Mickey Mantle up in the sixth inning, lines the first pitch to right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito whips his throw back in to Frank Bowling. Mantle, who had walked and taken a third strike, hits a line drive to right. A hard single. And here now is Roger Maris, who twice has popped out to third. Foytek to the stretch, and the pitch. High fastball, ball one. Foytek cut loose with plenty of mustard. Giving that little extra. Chico Fernandez playing well over towards second base. Foytek ready. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Changed up on him. One ball, one strike. Throw to first. Mantle's on the bag all the time. One strike on Maris. The stretch by Foytek, the throw over, and Mantle's still on. Again.
Again, the stretch by Forsak, and the pitch. Swung on, hit. Foul down the right field line, and they argue about it. And there is Maris showing where the ball hit, and he is arguing now with Johnny Stevens, and Hauk is trying to keep him off of Stevens in case he's going out. And Maris is really getting on him, and Hauk is trying to get Maris out of the way. Rogers running and showed him right where the ball hit. And the argument is going on with Casey and Hauk now trying to protect Maris. Rog now has left and is moving back toward the plate. He was running. He hit a wicked liner down the line. Barrow, who's on deck, raced down there too. And Rog is trying to show Johnny Stevens the exact spot where the ball hit. And now Hauk and Casey, Hauk is showing Johnny where the, how far fair the ball was. In any case, the umpire's decision will stand. One ball and two strikes. The argument now is over. Casey's moving to the dugout. Hauk back to the first base coach's box. Yogi to the on-deck circle. Maris to the batter's box. Roger still upset. One ball, two strikes. Hit hard enough anyway for Jimmy Dyke to get somebody up throw in the bullpen. One ball, two strikes. 3-1 New York, sixth inning. Forsak throws over to first and Mantle's back. Bob Bruce warming up for the Tigers. Forsak ready. The pitch is swung on. A ground ball hits the second. Bowling's up with it. Over to Fernandez for one. Back on to first. Too late. Fourth out at second. Bowling to Fernandez. Maris said something to Stevens as he gets back to first base. He's still spouting off as Yogi walks in the hitting position. Barra, safe on an error by Bowling in the second inning, scored on Hadley's homer. Barra flying to left in the fourth inning. One on and one out. Forsak throws over and Maris is back. Now the pitch hits outside for a ball. Oh, Rog has got his pores open right now. Here's a pitch. Yogi hits a fly ball down the left field line. Oh, it'll drop fair or not. It's going to drop, and it is a foul ball, and it was just barely foul. Wow. Jim Honeychick went all the way down the line, right on top of it. Wasn't much elbow room between where the ball dropped and the foul line. Yogi hit a long fly down the left field line, and it dropped foul by just this much. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball to left field. This one, Maxwell's going to get under. Waiting and makes the catch. Maris retreats to first base. Two down. And here's Kent Hadley, who has had two home runs and two times at bat. He pitched outside to him. Forsak delivers, and it's outside. Ball one. Radio, how could you tell? No, it was. It was outside. One ball, no strikes. Or he might pitch him in real tight. Now the delivery. Outside, ball two. 2-0. Yankees 3, Tigers 1, sixth inning. Maris on first with two away. Forsak to the stretch, the pitch hits outside, ball three.
Some of the fans are booing a little. They want to see if he could do it. It's hard to do in batting practice, I'll tell you that. The 3-0 pitch. Swung on. He went for it. He missed it. Strike one. Frame one. He knew he was going for it, too. Looked like a breaking pitch. He threw him or lit up on it anyway. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 down. We'll watch Maris now. The delivery, outside, ball 4. Hadley walks. Maris moves on to second. And the batter is Cleet Boyer, who lined to short and grounded to short. Two on and two out in the sixth inning. The Yankees haven't done much in any rallying way tonight. Hadley just hit 2 homers, one with one on. Yogi got on an error. Gives you an idea of the kind of a game, however, that Forsythe is pitching. The right-hander ready, and the delivery swung on. Little roller foul down the third baseline. Frank Pacetti getting it, looking the ball over, tossing it into Nestor Shylock. He looks it over. Decides it's all right and leaves it in the game. Nothing and one to count on Boyer. Maris on second, Hadley on first. Boychak to the stretch, then steps off the rubber. Runners back up. Hall again to the stretch, runners lead away. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Strike two. Boychak's father lives in Scranton, comes down to the stadium. See a lot of ball games, even when the Tigers are not in town. Of course, always when the Tigers are there. And they'll be there next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader Sunday, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. No balls, 2 strikes. Boychak pitch. Curve is inside, 1-2. May not have been. I thought that's what it looked like. Where he started to throw it, he's backed him up. 1-2 the count. Bob Bruce continues to warm up. Boychak ready, delivers. Pitch is swung on, loop out to second. A leaping one-hand catch by Bowling for the final out of the inning. Boyer robbed of a base hit on Frank Bowling's running, leaping one-hand catch. Had knocked off a base hit and a run and retired to side. No runs, one hit. No errors, and 2 left on. And at the end of 5.5 innings, the score remains New York 3, Detroit 1. After the sixth inning, and it's the top of the Tiger order. Eddie Yost, Chico Fernandez, and Charlie Maxwell. 3-1 New York. Art Dittmar ready to pitch to Yost, who grounded the second twice. The delivery on its way, and it's over. Strike one. Yost has walked 56 times this year. Dittmar's delivery. Swung on, lined out in the right center. There's Maris racing over and one-hands it on the run. Eddie Yost lined to right center. Maris has a great glove hand. He grabbed it one-handed. He might possibly have done it with two hands, but he was running at top speed. But, Phil, have you noticed on that ball in the right center, we have to run over, he great with the backhand or just reaching up to pluck it.
He is. Anything gets near that glove is gone.
The ball is well hit by Yost. Here's Chico Fernandez, who singled to left and grounded to short. Hit a long ball a while ago, just went foul. Here's the pitch. High ball one. Boyer has to shorten up for him at third. He's a good base runner, good speed, good punter. The 1-0 delivery. He takes it outside for ball two. 2-0. The White Sox lead the Orioles 3-1. That's down to 5.5 innings, and Cleveland shut out Washington 1-0. Ted Bosefield did the job. 2-0 pitch to Fernandez. Swung on, hit by Boyer down the left field line. He'll go for two bases. Lopez throws into second, but it is not in time. A double for Fernandez. And here's Charlie Maxwell coming up. Fernandez getting his seventh two-bagger. He does a good job of drawing that third baseman in and then hitting it by him, which he did there. Charlie Maxwell hits to the box and line to center. One on, one out. Detmar with a stretch. They pitch to Maxwell. Inside, ball one. Al Kaline on deck. End of the stretch. Here's the pitch to Maxwell. Swung on and missed. Strike one, one and one. A's lead the Red Sox 1-0. End of three. Braves 5, Giants nothing. End of 5, Bills 6, Cubs 3, end of 8. Los Angeles, Giants Cincinnati rained out. Pirates 5, Cards nothing. End of 8. Yanks 3, Tigers 1, last to the 6th. Fernandez on second. One out. The pitch to Maxwell. Swung on. There's the ground ball through to right field for a base hit. Fernandez turns third, comes in to score, and it's 3-2. Charlie Maxwell singles to right to score Fernandez. And brings up Al Kaline. And some action in the Yankee bullpen. Eli Gerber gets up. Kaline twice has flied to center. 3-2 now as the Tigers pick up their fifth hit and second run. Al Kaline with Norm Cash on deck. Charlie Maxwell on first base. Having driven in his 30th run. The pitch to Kaline swung on. It's a high fly ball into left field. Hector Lopez moving in and shallow left and makes the catch. Maxwell playing at halfway, retreats to first. That brings to the plate Norm Cash. Grounded to first and doubled to deep left center. Rocky Colavito on deck. Going for the crutcher. Dittmar checks the runner. The pitch to Cash. Swung on. Line it out. Foul. It almost beheaded Luke Appling. Man, he had to hit the dirt. Hang in there, Luke. Hadley playing in behind Maxwell. Dittmar into the stretch. The pitch to Cash is high. Ball one. One and one. To the stretch. Here's the pitch. Cash swings and misses. Strike two. They're taking some good cuts up there. What was Luke Appling's nickname? Old something? Not old bones. What was it?
One ball, two strikes on Norm Cash. Detmar to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit down the left field line. There goes Lopez over, and he makes a running catch for the out. Hector Lopez made a fine running catch of a hard liner to the opposite field. And Cash hit it down the line, and Lopez, who was shading in the left center, made a fine running catch. And I tell you, they hit the ball hard in that inning. A line drive caught to right field. A line double to left. A hard ground single to right. A line drive to left. K-line hit a high fly to short left. One run, two hits. No errors, and one left on. At the end of six innings of play, New York, three runs, four hits. No errors. Four left on. The Tigers, two runs, five hits, two errors, and three left on. Vera safe on an error in the second. Hadley homered. And then Hadley hit another homer in the fourth. Colavito homered for the Tigers in the second. And Fernandez double, Maxwell single, counted for his second run. Forget next Monday night at Yankee Stadium. The Yanks and the Tigers. The Yanks and the Dodgers. Then the A's Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, and the Tigers next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and the Sunday doubleheader. It'll be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now we're ready to move into the seventh inning. Number one, Bobby Richardson is back. Here's Wild number 10, Bill Rizzuto, at the microphone.
Okay, Mel. Bobby Richardson is one for two. He bounced to third and singled off the pitcher's arm. He takes the pitch on the inside corner, strike one. Paul Foytak out on the mound. 3-2 ball game in the top of the seventh. The Yankees leading. One strike pitch is corner down the third base line. It's a dandy. And the throw to first, he doesn't even throw the ball. He started the throw and held up as Eddie Yost caught the ball. Foytak fell to the ground. A perfect bunt by Bobby Richardson gives him a base hit. Boy, he dropped that down with plenty of English on the ball. The paid attendance, 30,394. Pretty good crowd. Really didn't look that much. High dot Dittmar coming up to the plate. Bobby Richardson has hit in his sixth consecutive ball game. Norm Cash holding first base against Richardson. Here's the stretch. Pitch is bonus foul down the first base line as Dittmar went after a high outside fastball. Hart looks down at Frankfurt City. With Dittmar at last bat, the Yankees have tried to hit and run quite a few times when the other team has expected a bunt, especially with the drawn-up infield the way the Tigers have it now. Richardson leads off first. Here's the stretch. There goes Richardson. The ball is a pitch out, and Bobby is caught. And the first baseman was watching the play and didn't get back to first base. Berberet wisely called for a pitch-out. Richardson went halfway down, saw that it was a pitch-out, got it back for first, and Norm Cash, who had shot it in, just stood there watching the play. He was kind of fascinated by it. And, of course, Norm is a little embarrassed. Had he gotten back to first base, Richardson would have been picked off. But Bobby's back safely. It's a 1-1 count on Dittmar. Again, the stretch. The pitch is bunted to first. Cash is up with it and throws back to Bowling, covering first base to retire Dittmar. But moving to second is Bobby Richardson. That's the second successful bunt that Dittmar has laid down and sacrificed twice tonight. Here's Tony Kubek, who's 0-for-3, fly to center, fly to right, and pops to third. That was a heads-up play by Richardson. He knew he'd been a dead duck had he continued to second. Now Bobby's at second with one away. Yankees leading 3-2 in the top of the seventh. The stretch and the pitch to Kubek is low outside, ball one.
which acts tricky. Pitch is a curve outside, ball two. Two or nothing. Gary and Bruce warming up for Detroit. Gary the left-hander, Bruce the right-hander. Two balls, no strikes on Kubek. Vortex pitch is outside, ball three, three and nothing. On deck, Hector Lopez with Mickey Mantle to follow. All three of the Yankee runs have come as a result of homers by Kent Hadley. One with Yogi on and one solo homer. Pitch, right call, a fastball down the middle. Kubek led off the ball game against Poitak, and Poitak had a 3-0 count on him, then came in with three straight strikes, got Tony to fly out to deep center. Let's see what happens here in the seventh. 3-1 the count. Good. Pitch. Is a line drive pass up with an easy double play. And he ran halfway down and then flipped to Fernandez. A nice play by Norm Ted. As Richardson was darting towards third, Ted lunged to his right and called Kubek's liner. For the Yankees in the top of the seventh, no runs, one hit, no Detroit errors, nobody left to score at the end of 6.5 innings. The Yankees 3, Detroit 2. The Tiger fans standing up for the seventh inning stretch. Jay, you've heard us refer to Ballantine beer as a crisp refreshment. Well, sir, here in delicious detail is the reason why. You see, to really refresh, the beer must deliver two things, lightness and flavor. And that's where the crisp refresher comes in. Because Ballantine beer is the light beer with two lager flavors. Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. Now that's crisp refreshment, the kind you get only with Ballantine beer. So how about it? Pour yourself a tall foaming glass of smooth, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. You'll enjoy Ballantine, and right now is a good time to do it. And right now, Rocky Solovito, who homered in the second inning, and then popped the second and the fourth inning, leading off for Detroit. Here in the bottom of the seventh, the Yankees lead 3-2. Rocky's homer in the second inning broke a drive spell for Detroit, scoring-wise. They've been set out three straight games. Detroit fans haven't had too much to yell about the past few days, but they're wide awake right now. Bob Dittmar pitching against Rocky Solovito. Bobby Richardson paying back on the outfield grass, close to second. Pitch to Rocky is strike call. Mantle deep in left center and Lopez deep in left. Kubek in the hole at shortstop. Alavito pointing that bat at the pitcher. The pitch is hit deep to left field. Way back in left center, and that ball is off the fence. Alavito around first, digging for second. And it looked like Rocky had his second home run of the night as it hit at the base of the 365-foot sign. And that's hit number six off Dittmar. And with that base hit, we have action in the Yankee bullpen. Eli Gerber and Ryan Duren getting up. Gerber and Duren in the Yankee bullpen and Hank Aguirre in the Detroit bullpen. Colavito caught hold of that high fastball. And it looks like it'll be going. All right, the batter is Lou Berberet, who walked and bounced to the shortstop. The Yankees leading 3-2, but the tying run is down at second base. For Rocky, that was his sixth double of the year. All right, here's a stretch. Pitch to Berberet, his outside ball one. On deck, Frank Bowling. Pitch is hit on the ground at second base. Calavito goes over to third. Richardson's throw against Berberet. And the tying run is at third base, and the batter is Frank Bowling. Bowling hit into a double play and fly to left field. But wait, is he being called back? Bowling is being called back to the dugout. And it looks like Neil Crisley going to the bat rack. We'll wait to see who comes out of the Tiger dugout. Crisley went over to the bat rack. That's who it is. The left hand hitting Neil Crisley coming up to bat for Frank Bowling. Casey Wise, utility infielder, runs down to the bullpen to loosen up. He'll probably go into play for Frank Bowling. Crisley is batting .261. He has four doubles, one triple, four homers, and 13 runs batted in. The Yankee infield playing in for the possible play at the plate with Rocky Calavito, the tying run at third base, and one out. The Yankees lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Crisley digging himself a good toehold at the plate. Pitcher Paul Foytak is due to bat next. All right, out Dittmar goes into his full windup. Pitch is low, ball one. And Dittmar says, where was that pitch? And he slapped his glove at the ball, and he is hot. Man, we had Roger Maris get hot earlier in the ball game when he hit what he thought was a fair ball down the right field line. First base umpire Johnny Stevens saw the foul, and this time Dittmar really got mad. One ball on Crisley. The windup. Curveball, pop foul out of play. Strike one, one and one. Crisley taking a couple of practice swings alongside of home plate, trying to loosen up. One ball, one strike, and one out. One man on. Calavito at third. Up ten hitter Crisley digging in at the plate. The pitch is swung at a missed strike two, a fastball in on his fifth. One ball, two strikes. Crisley's job here is just to get a piece of the ball with that infield in. Doesn't have to hit the ball hard to hit it by him. Yankees 3, Detroit 2 in the bottom of the seventh. One away. Dittmar checks the sign from Barrett. Here's the windup. Curve outside and low ball 2, 2 and 2. Two pitch is in the dirt, picked up nicely by Yogi. Full count, three and two. Three balls, two strikes. Crisley steps out of the box, takes a deep breath. Dittmar rubs up the ball out on the mound. Now we're ready to go. Payoff pitch coming up, and it's a big one. Dittmar into the windup. Here it is, and it's popped in the air outside of third. Let's see if Boy has got room near the dugout. He leans in, and he makes the catch with his foot right against the top step of the Tiger dugout. The wind brought that ball back into play. At one time, it was over the box seats in back of the dugout. And the wind brought it back in from the stands. The wind blow it back in, so that's two outs. A break for the Yankees there. Boyer hung with that ball and made the play. Here's Sandy Amoros. Sandy Amaral. A little left hander. And Yogi, looking at Sandy, Yogi well remembers little Amaral. In the World Series, Sandy took an extra base hit away from Yogi that would have tied up the ball game. Game in which the Dodgers eventually beat the Yankees and won the World Series. Little left-hand hitter. Amaral batting 138. He's 4 for 29, has one homer and two runs batted in. Palavito still at third with two out. The Yankees leading 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Left-hand hitter holds that bat way down in the end. Dittmar's pitch is strike called on the outside corner. So Detroit's starting to get a Brooklyn flavor here. Old Dodger flavor, I might say. Fernandez, Amaral, Clem Levine. Dittmar gets the sign from Yogi again. And then Amaral asks for time. One strike. Here's the windup. Changeup hit foul down the first baseline. Nothing in two on Sandy. Swings into the windup. Pitch is high outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Hector Lopez moves in left field. Nadler straight away in center. One ball, two strikes. Dittmar's pitch. There's a changeup that's low, ball two, two and two. Trying to get Amaral to go fishing for one of those changeup pitches. Yankees leading 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh, two out. The 2-2 pitch is low outside, ball three, and it's a full count on Amaral. On deck is Eddie Yost. Dittmar goes to the rosin bag. Once again, a 3-2 count. Had one on Chrisley, got him to pop up to Boyer. Here's the pitch. It's low ball four. Amaral walks. After getting nothing in two on Amaral, Sandy looks it over. And that's only the second base on balls given up by Dittmar. And it brings up Eddie Yost with runners at first and third, two outs. And the Yankees leading 3-2. Yost twice bounced to second base and then lined out to right center field. There's the stretch. Curve over the inside corner, strike one call. Leading off first. Palavito off third. There's a stretch. Pitch is hit down the first baseline. Hadley is up with it, races to the bag and beats Yost there. Eddie actually tried to check his swing that time. And four destroyed in the bottom of the seventh. No runs, one hit. No Yankee errors and two men left to score at the end of seven full innings. The Yankees 3, Detroit 2. The light beer with two lager flavors. That's the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. Enjoy Ballantine along with the game. Refresh with the crisp refresher. And right now, while we're changing pitches, we'll pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York.
New York Yankees announced that mail orders for the 1960 All-Star Baseball game at Yankee Stadium on Wednesday afternoon, July 13th, will be accepted. Mail orders will be limited to 4 seats per order and should be postmarked on or before July the 5th. All mail orders will be handled on a first-come, first-served basis. Each reserve seat ticket will cost $6.30, and a limited number of box seats at $8.40 are available for the first All-Star game at Yankee Stadium in 21 years. Prices include federal and New York City amusement taxes. And the mail order for All-Star tickets should be addressed to All-Star Tickets, care of Yankee Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. Remember, ticket orders must be accompanied by a certified check, banker's cashier check, United States money order, Western Union money order, or express money order, and made payable to the New York Yankees. 75 cents must be added to each total order for mailing and registering charges. First All-Star game at Yankee Stadium in 21 years. Well, we're ready to go, and we've got a couple of changes, and here to tell you about them, Mel Allen.
Casey Wise goes in to play second base in place of Frank Bowling, for whom Neil Chrisley batted, and Hank Aguirre replaces Paul Foytak on the mound, for whom Sandy Amoros went in to pinch hit. 3-2, New York, first of the eighth, and the batter is Hector Lopez. Madeline Maris to follow. Left-hander Hank Aguirre to the windup, and the pitch is a curve low and inside, ball one. Hank Aguirre has a record of 2-2. Came up with the Cleveland Indians through their farm system with the Indians in 55 and parts of 55, 56, part of 57. Here's a pitch, and it's low outside, ball two. He was traded to the Tigers along with Jim Hegan for pitcher Hal Woodishick and J.W. Porter in 1958. The big left-hander's delivery swung on, foul back. A 2-1 count. Lopez struck out twice and grounded out the third. Paul Foytak, in 7 innings, allowed 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 3, gave up 3 runs. All driven in by Hadley with 2 homers. The pitch, Lopez is swung on, lined in the right center. There goes K-line, and the ball is by it. Lopez should go for 3. He's on his way for 2. K-line up for the ball, throws in to the Casey Wise. The ball gets away, but Lopez stops it there. As Wise grabbed that ball in a hurry, taking the relay from K-line, it's a triple for Hector Lopez. To deep right center. And it brings up Mickey Mantle, who walked, took the third strike, and singled to right, batting left-handed. Lopez selecting his third triple of the season. The infield shortens up. Lopez on third, eighth inning. Aguirre in the windup. Around comes the left arm. The pitch is high, ball one. Bob Bruce, the right-hander, warming up for Detroit. Mantle is a big man for Hank Aguirre. The windup and the pitch. It's in there, strike one, 1-1. Aguirre's 12th appearance. The 1-1 pitch to Mantle. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. Kirby. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Aguirre into the windup. Here's the pitch, and Mantle takes it inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
6'4" left-hander gets the sign from Lou Berberet. Into the windup round comes the left arm, the pitch, and Mantle will take high for ball three. Full count, 3-2. Hector Lopez on third, infield in. Now the payoff pitch on its way, and Mantle swings and lines it to left field for a base hit. Mickey takes the big turn. Maxwell bobbles the ball, and Mantle is reaching for second base. He hits the dirt, and he's there. The ball gets away, but backing up is Cash. Cash decoyed, chasing the ball, hoping to get Mantle to get up and go to third, but he didn't. It is 4-2 New York as Mantle rips a liner to left field for a double as it is scored. Maxwell had to race way over to the line, keep the ball up, and cannot handle it. And Mickey is credited with a double and a run batted in. Seventh double, 34th RBI. 4-2 New York. And here's Roger Maris. Popped to third twice and grounded to second. Aguirre's delivery. Curve inside for a ball. Three out of five last night. He's had two out of three tonight. The pitch to Maris is outside for a ball. Mickey has jumped his average to .283. He came into this series hitting something like .267. Two balls, no strikes. The delivery to Maris is inside for ball three. Three balls, no strike. Bob Bruce warming up. A 3-0 count on Rod. And the pitch. Swung on. There's one. It's gone to deep right center field. It is going. Going. It is gone. Into the upper deck on a 3-0 pitch off the left-hander. Mantle and Maris dial M for murder. Roger Maris teed off on the 3-0 pitch and sent it soaring off the left-hander into the upper deck in right center over 400 feet away. His 20th home run of the year. 52 runs batted in. A triple, a double, and a homer as lightning strikes in the eighth inning. And the Yankees are out in front by a score of 6-2. Casey slipped in the green light on the 3-0 pitch. And Rod powered it into the upper deck. That gives Maris 9 homers this month. Mantle has had 10. As these two fellas have really poured the pressure on the opposition. Now Bob Bruce is coming in. Hank Aguirre departs. Pitch to three batters. Lopez, Mantle, and Maris give up a triple, a double, and a homer. And three runs. And Bob Bruce goes in. Bob Bruce, a 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, making his 12th appearance of the year. Relief, nothing and one is his record. Relieved against New York on May 3rd. Won an inning in the third, gave up three runs and five hits. Bob Bruce was with Detroit for part of last year, very briefly. He spent most of the year with Charleston, worked 222 innings in 38 games, won 11, lost 13, had an earned run average of 3.57. Went to Alma College in Alma, Michigan, born in Detroit. Clem Levine is loosening up for the Tigers. Yogi Berra steps in. He was safe on an error by Bowling in the second inning and flied to left twice. Maris tied Ernie Banks for the Major League lead in homers with 20. Bruce delivers to Yogi inside for ball. Banks hit two last night to take the lead. The pitch is inside for a ball to Yogi. Jackie 6, Tigers 2. It's the eighth inning. Bob Bruce's delivery to Yogi is low for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch. It's inside for ball four, and Barrow walks. Here's Kent Hadley playing first base in place of the injured Bill Cowan. Hadley hit successive homers in the second and fourth innings and walked in the sixth off Boykin. Bruce delivers. Curveball over. Strike one. Bruce checks Yogi. The delivery to Hadley. Curve inside. The count is 1-1. Bruce delivers and Hadley takes the curve over. Strike two, 1-2. Hadley is a soft-spoken fellow, very quiet. One ball, two strikes. Bruce into the stretch. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball over for called strike three. Got Hadley looking. One down. And now here's Cleet Poyer, who lined to short, grounded to short, and lined to second. And fastball that Bruce is really moving, and he had Hadley off stride. He wasn't looking for it. Right-hander to the stretch, the pitch to Boyer. He starts to bunt, holds back, pitches low and away, ball one. One ball, no strike. Steps off the rubber, bluffs Yogi back to first. Now the pitch. It's low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Low fastball. The
right-hander into the stretch, Barrow leading away from first, and there goes Yogi. The pitch is swung on and lined to left field for a base hit. Barrow stops at second. Maxwell takes the line on one hop and throws in the third, cut off by Hernandez. Reese Boyer lines a single to left, sending Yogi to second, bringing up Bobby Richardson. Pitch now to Bobby Richardson. And it's swung on, grounded to short. Fernandez up with it. Over to Wise for one. Back on the first. It's in the, gets away from the first baseman. And Yogi, rounding third, comes in to score. And on to second goes Richardson. On the attempt at the double play, Cleet Boyer took out Casey Wise and forced an errant throw that bounded by Norm Cash and enabled Barrow to come on in to score. Richardson grounded to Fernandez. Through to Wise to force Boyer. And then the error on the throw by Wise trying to double up Richardson enabled Barrow to score. No RBI on the play. Richardson moves on to second. It is now 7-0 New York. And here's Art Dittmar, pops to short, sacrificed twice. 7-2. What did I say? Pitch is over for a strike. I had in my mind the game the Yankees won 6-0 on June the 8th when in the same inning, the 8th inning, Lopez tripled and Mantle and Maris followed with homers. And here in this inning, Lopez tripled, Mantle doubled, and Maris homers. The pitch to Dittmar is over for a strike, 0-2. In June, Mantle has had 22 for 61 for a 361 average and 19 runs batted in. Maris has had 32 for 88, a 364 average and 22 runs batted in. Pitch is low outside to Dittmar. And Mantle has had 10 homers and Maris 9. So they have been really going at a terrific pace this month of June. Johnny James heating up for New York. A 1-2 count on Art Dittmar. Richardson on second, two outs. Bob Bruce delivers, and Dittmar swings and misses. Strike three, and the side is retired. Eight men batted, four scored. Three of them earned. Four hits, one error, and one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, New York 7, Detroit 2. In the last half of the eighth inning, Fernandez, Maxwell, and Kaline will be coming up. And we hope that you've got coming up right now a tall, two glass of Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. You know, one look at a golden, frosty glass of Ballantine seems to say, this is the beer for you. But the proof, of course, is in the tasting. And that's where Ballantine really scores. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. So how about it? Join the millions of folks from Maine to Florida who have made Ballantine the largest-selling beer in the East. Enjoy Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. In the last of the eighth, it's Chico Fernandez coming up. Johnny James is warming up. The White Sox are leading the Orioles 3-1 at the end of seven innings. Cleveland shut out Washington 1-0. A's 2, Red Sox 0, end of six. Milwaukee leading the Giants 6-1 at the end of seven innings. Pittsburgh shut out the Cards 5-0. Phils beat the Cubs 6-3 after finishing the suspended game of last night, which the Phils won 7-6. Los Angeles, Cincinnati, rained out. Chico Fernandez up. Dittmar's pitch is a curve, and it's over for a strike. Yeah.
No balls, one strike. Dittmar delivers. Fernandez swings and grounds it slowly to third. Boyer up with it. Throws on to Hadley and there's one away. Fernandez had single to left, grounded to short, and doubled to left previously. The batter now is Charlie Maxwell, who hits the box, line to center, and single to right to drive in a run. Dittmar looks around the outfield. Now he's ready. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Let up curve. Yogi's having a conversation with Maxwell. He was talking to him when he was swinging. Art Dittmar delivers, and Maxwell takes it low and inside for a ball. One and one. Dittmar gets up to throw with Johnny James. Pitch. Maxwell swings and sends a high fly ball into left center. Mantle and Lopez, and Lopez says he'll take it, and does. Incidentally, the boys are still talking about a catch that Mantle made. And I see the boys on the club, the writers, and everybody. On Sunday, in the a clutch play, on a ball that was hit by Roy Sievers over the head of Lopez in left field. Mantle came streaking out of nowhere and caught the ball behind Lopez in left field. Al Kaline hit that first pitch and it's gone to left field. Into the upper deck, into the lower deck, just missing the upper for a home run. Kaline hit the first pitch, just barely missed the upper deck. Into the lower deck for a home run for his first hit of the evening. He broke the hit famine. Went into the game hitting 228. Makes it 7-3. Kaline had one hit last night, although he hit the ball sharply. He had one for 13 going into last night's game. He had two for 19 when he homered. Norm Cash looks for the strike. Kaline getting his seventh homer and 25th run batted in. Cash has had one for three. The delivery is outside for a ball. Duke Moss warming up alone now. Here's the pitch, swung on and popped up into the air toward third. Boyer is under it, waiting, and makes the catch. One run on Kaline's homer, one hit, no errors, and no one left off. The end of eight innings, New York, seven runs, nine hits, no errors. Detroit, three runs, seven hits, and three. Colavito and Kaline have homered for the Tigers. And for New York, two for Hadley and one for Maris. Five homers tonight. Looking out the Ballantyne scoreboard in the American League, Chicago 3, Baltimore 1 in the 7.5 innings. Win for the White Sox. Jack Fisher, Heston Wilhelm, both now in the last of the eighth. Cleveland shut out Washington 1-0. Jed Bosfield beat Bill Fisher. Kansas City 2, Boston nothing, end of 7, Herbert and Sullivan. National League, Pittsburgh shut out the Cards 5-0. Friend beat Jackson. Los Angeles, Cincinnati rained out. Philadelphia beat the Cubs 6-3, Short beat Anderson. Phils won the completed game of a suspended game of last night, 7-6. Buzzard beat Chapinoff. And in the second game, Curry and Gonzalez homered. Milwaukee 6, Giants 4. Giants came up to 3 in the 8th. Man relieved for a dead in the 8th. Antonelli for the Giants. Miller in the 6th. Byerly in the 8th. Bruton homered in the 7th. We pause quickly for station identification.
WOKO, over.
Bob Cruz pitching to Tony Kubek, leading off in the first of the ninth. He delivers high, ball one. Kubek slide to center, lined to right, fouled out to third, and lined to first into a double play. Right-hander Bob Bruce delivers the pitch, swung on, hit up in the air to left field. Maxwell gets back deep, gets under it, and makes the catch just short of the fence, then left. One down. Kubek has hit the ball hard on every occasion but one, and that one occasion, the fifth inning, is runner on third and one out. Here is Hector Lopez, struck out twice, grounded to third, and then opened the eighth with a triple to right center. Off Hank Geary, who relieved Paul Poitras. Bob Bruce delivers, and the pitch is over for a strike. Yanks 7, Tigers 3, ninth inning. Outside for a ball. It was a slow curve. He had Lopez wiggling up there. He wanted to hit it. He kept trying to reach it and realized he was outside and trying to hold the bat back. One ball, one strike. Bruce pitches and it's outside for ball two. Two and one. In the last of the ninth, the Tigers have Rocky Colavito set to lead off. Berberet and Wise scheduled to follow. Casey looking at his batting order in the dugout as Chance and Moss warming up. The pitch, fastball high and inside, and the count moves to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch to Lopez, swung on and missed. Strike two, he took a good ripple. Full count. Payoff pitch on its way to Lopez. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count remains 3-2. Again, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up into the air down the third baseline, but Hernandez moves in back of Yost along the left field line and makes the catch. Two away. And to the plate comes Mantle, who walked, took a third strike, single to right and double to left. The ninth inning. Bob Bruce delivers. Outside, ball one. Low and away. The 1-0 pitch. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Did not score in the eighth. It's 3-1. Baltimore batting in the ninth. Pitch to Mantle. Swung on. There's a high fly ball to deep left center. There's Kaline digging hard. He's going to catch up to it and make the catch. Just short of the 400-foot mark in deep left center. Sides retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 8.5 innings, the score remains New York 7, Detroit 3. You know, 1959 saw quite a few serious changes in the world of sports, but it also saw a share of comical happenings. For example, an eighth major league pitcher was chased off the mound, but not by his manager nor the opposing club. Seems a swarm of bats made the pitcher's life miserable. So it took insect spray, ointment, a smoke bomb, and finally a bonfire to get rid of the pestiferous bug. Then in England, a golfer swung at a ball that bounced into the cuff of his pants. That's right. And when his partner insisted he play the ball from there, according to the rules, our friend applied and broke his leg. What else?
Well, let's swing over to the lighter side of beer. You know, in order to refresh you, really refresh you, a beer must deliver lightness plus flavor. Valentine is the light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp and fresh. Enjoy Valentine, tall and frosty cold. Now to the last half of the ninth inning, Rocky Colavito broke out of his slump tonight with a home run and a double. He popped out to second in between. Jansen Moss warming up. Art Vismar ready to work. Then they're all away. Not been his usual sharp belt tonight. Swing to the windup. They pitch to Colavito. Swung on to high foul down the left field line, going out of play. Strike one. Rocky always seems to hit down on a ball, more of a chopping action. Seems that way. No balls, one strike.
Plenty of delicious, refreshing Coca-Cola on
me. And the pitch. Swung on and hit foul upstairs. Strike two. Nothing in two. Strike count. Dip mine to the windup and the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hit to short. Kubek's up with it, throws on to Hadley in time, and there's one away. Lou Berberet steps up. Drew a pass, grounded to short, and grounded to second. Casey Wise on deck. New York 7, Detroit 3. It's the last of the night. Dittmar delivers. Berberet takes high. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch. High. Ball two. 2-0. Hart's a little tired. Duren gets up. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's in for strikes and one. And Eli Gerber gets up. The 2-1 delivery on its way. Ball three outside, 3-1. Strike. In comes the pitch, and it is low inside for ball four. Berberet draws a walk. And we're going to have a runner, Johnny Groth. Groth will run for Berberet. Casey Wise coming up, and Steve Zolko is out on deck to hit for Bruce. Fouls it off back to third, out of play. Strike two, nothing in two. Here's Dittmar
Mara's pitch. Swung on, ground ball hit back through the middle for a base hit. Johnny Gross holds it second. And Casey comes to the steps of the dugout, but not out yet. And here's Steve Filko. Well, with one out in the ninth, Berberet walks, both running for him. Now here comes Casey. As Casey Wise, with a no ball, two strike count, grounded to center for a base hit. Bobby Richardson went over but couldn't quite get to the ball. Steve Bilko is coming up to hit for Bob Bruce. And let's see, Casey's going to have. Dittmar came close to chance of being out of trouble. That ball a few inches the other way might have double playing the game over, but that's baseball for you. It's a game of inches. Ryan Guerin's going to come in. Third inning, giving up eight hits, three walks, struck out one. So far, has been charged with three runs. As Dittmar departs, and Guerin comes in. Filko will be hitting for Bruce. Then you have Yost and Fernandez and Maxwell in that order as we look ahead to the possibility. Eddie Lopez motions the bullpen for somebody else to get up and throw easily. Yankees will be home next Monday night with the Dodgers. Clem Labine, a former Dodger, gets up and throws again now for the Tigers, with Jimmy Dyke sensing the possibility of a rally that could send the game into extra innings, of course, or end it here. Eli Gerber gets up to loosen up again. Guerin takes his last warm-up pitch, and we're ready to continue. Steve Filko, right-hand hitter, batting 203. 242-pound right-hand batter. Finds Johnny Gross on second and Casey Wise on first. With one out, the last of the ninth. Yankees 7, Tigers 3. Ryan Guerin making his 15th appearance. Handed into the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on it, missed. Strike one. Bill Costa has just cut it a Harvin, man. Did he hit that one? Which it still had been in orbit. Moves off second, Wise off first. You're into that long, slow stretch. And the pitch to Bilko. In there, strike two, nothing in two. You're in taking a lot of time. Up into pitching position. Astros moving off second, Wise off first. That long, lazy, slow stretch. Here's the pitch, and Bilko swings and sends a looper into short right. Coming on fast is Maris, makes the catch, and the runners hustle back. That ball almost dropped for a base hit. Bilko flies to Maris, a very short right center. And now up comes Eddie Yost, who grounded to second twice, lined to right, and grounded to first. Chico Fernandez on deck. Duren into the stretch, two runners lead away. And the pitch. Swung on, foul back, strike one. Eddie Yost leveling. Eli Gerber still warming up, and Labine lazily warming up for the Tigers. Yank 7, Detroit 3, ninth inning, two out and two on. Duren getting a sign from Yogi. End of the stretch, Grove moves off second, Wise off first. Here's the pitch. High, ball one, one and one. One strike. Eddie Yost guarding that plate. Two runners lead away. Duren six. Swung on. There's a fly ball out to right field. Maris is getting under it. He has it, and the ball game is over. And the Yankees win it by a score of 7-3. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. Ryan Duren coming in to retire the last two batters, preserving the victory for Art Dittmar. And we'll have the totals and the windup for you very quickly. Hope that you'll enjoy some of that crisp refresher. Valentine beer, the light beer with true lager flavor. That's Valentine. The totals. The Yankees, 7 runs, 9 hits and no errors. The Tigers, 3 runs, 8 hits and 3 errors. A game tonight in which Art Dittmar was returned to victory. He's won 6 and lost 3, 2-0 against Detroit. His fourth straight win. Just missed pitching his fourth straight complete game. Paul Foytak, as the loser, has a record of 1-5 and nothing and 1 against New York this year. 5-8 lifetime. Dittmar is 9-5 lifetime against Detroit. Well, that winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your friendly Atlantic dealer who offer you Atlantic Imperial Gasoline to keep your car on the go. And T. Valentine and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Valentine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. This is the Home of Champions Network.